Time now for another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Glad to have you with us. If you have driven by the multiple construction sites in Northwest Arkansas where large-scale apartment complexes are being built and thought, gosh, there sure are a lot of apartment complexes being built, well, you're right. According to a new report, Northwest Arkansas's multifamily market grew at the fastest rate in the country in 2019. New numbers from CoStar Group, which provides commercial real estate information, say that Northwest Arkansas added nearly 2,000 apartment units this past year, growth that represents a roughly 7% increase as a share of the existing inventory. No other metro in the U.S. surpassed even 5%. Northwest Arkansas's percentage is higher than any other metro in the U.S. that added at least 2,000 apartment units this past year. That includes fast-growing areas such as Miami, Dallas-Fort Worth, Austin, Texas, and Nashville, Tennessee. CoStar analyst Todd Galvin said that just over 300 apartment units were completed in Northwest Arkansas between 2010 and 2014. Since 2015, more than 5,600 apartment units have been completed, expanding the inventory by nearly 25%. There's more on that story at our website, and you can find that at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, we will hear from three Arkansas business leaders who helped shape the decade of the 2010s. We'll hear from them after this on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The decade of the 2010s started off with the recovery from the Great Recession as Arkansas's economy was stung by banking, manufacturing, and housing turmoil. Halfway through the decade, economic fortunes had changed, as did the political landscape of the state. Talk Business and Politics Editor-in-Chief Roby Brock sat down with three business executives who had a front-row seat to the business and policy changes that helped shape the past 10 years. This year's State of the State Executive Roundtable includes Darren Williams, CEO of Southern Bancorp, Elizabeth Bowles, the President and Chairman of Little Rock-based internet and wireless internet service provider Aristotle, and Davey Carter, Regional President for Centennial Bank in Jonesboro. Carter and Williams served in the legislature in the first half of the 2010s, while Bowles served as a member of the state's Regulatory Bank Board during the recovery years. Here now is a portion of their conversation with Roby Brock.
I'm going to throw some statistics out from January of 2010. This is where the state of Arkansas's economy was and our politics. We had a jobless rate of 8.2%. We're 3.5% today. We had 110,000 people unemployed. There are less than 48,000 unemployed today. Two big topics of conversation were TARP and the Fayetteville shale play, both of which may be obsolete from our vocabularies. Housing market was still flat. You guys were first-term legislators, and Joyce Elliott was running for Congress in 2010, just like she is in 2020. What a difference a decade makes. What were you doing 10 years ago in your professional lives? Davey, I will come to you first.
Well, you said TARP and those unemployment numbers and throwing those stats out. I mean, you have these flashbacks. I mean, we obviously were coming out of the Great Depression, and here we are today, 10 years later. Somewhat at the end, maybe, I don't know, eighth, ninth inning of a great economic cycle. But yeah, I mean, Darren and I were laughing earlier. We just got elected back in 2009. It seems like yesterday. Time flies. But doing that, banking, I think I had just gotten past the bar a few years ago. I don't know. Time flies. Yeah. But all of those, and it's been a, wow, 10 years goes by fast.
Right? Yeah, yes. Elizabeth, what were you doing 10 years ago? I know you were with Aristotle, but I mean, where was the company and you then?
10 years ago, interestingly enough, is when we formed our broadband internet division and started deploying fixed wireless broadband in Central Arkansas to reach unserved people with broadband. And I was also appointed to State Bank Board.
All right, Darren, how about you?
Well, in addition to...
You weren't at Southern Bank Corp.
I wasn't at Southern Bank Corp.
Know.
No, I was at Carney Williams Bates and Pulliam law firm and specializing in suing banks and publicly traded companies and securities and class action lawsuits and corporate governance grievances. So a little different than what I'm doing now.
Yeah. So I mentioned the Fayetteville Shale play. It was really one of the things that kept the Arkansas economy from really going off the deep edge of the cliff. I mean, we had some tough economic times, but it really did provide a little bit of buoyancy there. Does it surprise any of you that it is really, it's not part of our conversation of the economy today?
Well, I'm not sure that it surprises me. I think what you see happening now, with so much emphasis on sustainability and environmental consciousness, there are a lot of questions about fracking, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's been really a revolution in the whole kind of energy space. There's lots happening in the state of Arkansas. So no, it doesn't surprise me. It was an economic boom. I mean, some landowners kind of hit almost like a lottery for a while there.
Right.
It went well, but I think, you know, we're heading in a different direction. Renewables, alternative energy is really taking shape. And I think that's very positive for this country.
Yeah, and it plays into technology as well.
No, it does. And it's interesting because I remember that we had a fixed wireless association meeting in Little Rock. So the whole trade association held their national conference in Little Rock that year, and a friend of mine called me when he landed in Virginia, and he said, "You need to do something. They're fracking you guys all over the place." So he was very concerned about, you know, the environment, and I think that Darren's right. The environment was a piece of it, but I think also I think it still has a future. It's just we have to come at it a more environmentally sustainable, cost-effective way than we approached it before, where it was sort of this exciting gold rush type mentality.
David, you're in the great state of Northeast Arkansas, which has been really slow and steady. Even in the recession years, it didn't fall off the cliff as much as some of the other parts of the state did. There was some really stabilization in that market, and we still see that today as well. Agriculture is a big component of that. Do you still see that stability in Northeast Arkansas?
Yeah, I do. And you're right. Ag is a big part of that. You know, Arkansas State University is a huge economic driver for the area, and a lot of medical services, a lot of doctors, a lot of ancillary things that pop up from that. And it is, you know, just very steady, steady progress, and things are, you know, things in Northeast Arkansas are going really, really well. It's changed a lot in 10 years. Doing the contrast back to 08, 09.
And is it just correlation that you happened to move into the area at a time when all of that change happened?
Yeah, it's correlation, yeah. I'm
just kidding.
And that is just a small part of a roundtable discussion recently with Arkansas business leaders, Davy Carter, Elizabeth Bowles, and Darren Williams. For that entire interview, you can watch it on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And their discussion with Roby Brock will serve as the cover story for our annual State of the State magazine that'll be out later this month. Finally today, if you haven't already, be sure and check out the digital version of the latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. It's now online and includes our rundown of the top 10 business stories and the best and worst from 2019. We've also got a look ahead to the home buying forecast this year from Fayetteville Mortgage Executive Tina Sewell, and Rogers Real Estate Executive Tom Allen is the subject of our Then and Now feature. Then and Now is a profile of a past member of the Business Journal's 40 Under 40 class. You can find all that and much more in the latest issue of the magazine. The digital version is online at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's our time for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.